So today we're going to have a look at theme 5A. If you can open up your theme books. What I've tried to do is to introduce themes at a time when we've just studied a lot of the material within the theme subject. So this is the case with this one also. You okay? Okay. So in chapter 6, we were basically talking about Astanga Yoga, but Prabhupada was referring quite often to other levels of devotionals of the Astanga Yoga, of the yoga ladder, especially in his purport to 647. So we've more or less got an idea of what we would need to say. Let's just see if how sharp our brains are this morning. Who can tell me what they feel would be required as points to write within an essay, a theme essay, on this topic of yoga processes? Any ideas? What points would you feel necessary to raise within a theme essay on the yoga processes? Okay. Pardon? Yoga ladder. What would be the importance of introducing the yoga ladder? Thank you very much. So, the yoga ladder would be very important. The goal, of all yogas is bhakti, or Krishna, who is attained through bhakti. Pardon? This is nice. Yeah. Principle of the elevator as opposed to the walking up the steps. This is a good point. It sounds very simple thing to say. But perhaps we could also mention what's mentioned in the first sentence here, the conceptual flow, that Krishna he explains all the yoga processes within Bhagavad Gita. He's actually introducing all of them. He's doing this for a reason, and that's in the last three sentences, the last two sentences of the conceptual flow before we get into Prabhupada's purport elucidation. He's comparing these different processes and gives their natural progression. In doing this, he leaves no doubt that bhakti yoga is the topmost yoga process. So we can understand that he's giving them for two reasons. One, so we understand that bhakti is the highest. We can understand not blindly, but intelligently. And two, because we have been around a long time, we've been in the material realm a long time, we've been involved in these different processes, and there are some anattas that we have that are from these different practices. For example, if you've been involved in impersonalism before, obviously it's going to show in your dealings with devotees. If you've been involved with Hatha Yoga is for those who are more involved with body concept, then that will manifest in your dealings with devotees. So these kind of things, just subtleties are there for us to have a look at as we go. Any other points that we feel would be important to make from what we've read so far in Bhagavad Gita? Yeah, we'd need to make some comment about the limitations of the different levels of yoga. And this one is a good one, the limitations there, or the difficulties there in practicing Astanga Yoga. There are some points that we haven't covered in our study of Bhagavad Gita that I'll draw to your attention to. One main point, actually. If we have a look at the last paragraph of your theme book, and then we can see there, after elaborately describing the various yoga processes, Krishna finally advises Arjuna to give them all up and just surrender to him by always thinking of him and worshipping him, 1865-66. And Srila Prabhupada comments, in this age, the simplest and most effective way to do this is to chant the holy name. This sublime yoga process can elevate anyone to any condition of life to the highest perfectional stage of all yoga processes, ananya bhakti, or pure devotional service. So this is a very important point to understand, because why has Krishna given all of these different yoga processes? Anybody like to tell me in relation to what we've just read? What is the purpose of him giving all of these different yoga processes? Gradual elevation, yeah? Yeah. Krishna is very kind like this, that he is aware that we're all very individual. We're all very different. And we all have different conditionings and as Ananda's saying, different desires. So he's giving us a wide range of processes. Anyone who's interested in elevating in human life, he's giving so many choices of what you can do. Wherever you're at, from there you can move up. So what is the ultimate reason for us? Why does Krishna give us these processes? What is the ultimate reason that Krishna has? We may have a different reason why we're doing things, but what is Krishna's ultimate reason? That we reach him. Yeah, we go back to him. So we have to understand that he's giving all of these processes so that we can be purified, gradually purified, without too much of a botheration. And this is another interesting aspect of the yoga ladder. That as the different anattas are, like with the yoga practice, basically what we're dealing with there is occupation of the body. You know, we're talking about the body when we're talking about hatha yoga, isn't it? Karma yoga. Someone who's very much locked in body consciousness. Then someone who's interested in jnana, what we're really looking at is mental culture. Then Astanga yoga, it's really getting into the intellectual gymnastics, you know. So we can see that we're being purified at each level of different, from gross to subtle. We're being purified of these different coverings that we have. So the whole idea is that we are being purified, being elevated, with the idea that we'll realize we're soul. We're part and parcel of Krishna, and not only that, we're Krishna's servant. So all of these different levels are meant to purify our hearts to the point where we can just love Krishna. This is the essential thing. You know, there's no other purpose for the yoga processes from Krishna's perspective. From ours, we may have different purposes. But from Krishna's perspective, there is no other reason for these yoga processes except to purify our hearts to the point where we can fall in love with him and go back to him. Is that okay? Any other points that you'd like or questions that you have on this theme? It's one of the most simple themes in the study. What I'd like you to do this morning, because we haven't had time to do this before and I wanted to make time this morning, is, has everybody decided the four themes that they want to study? Has everybody done that? Yeah? So what I... More or less. Okay, that's good. At this point in time, it's no problem. So what I'd like you to do is I'd like you to take one of the four that you've chosen, and today I want you to work on your own. If you need help, I'm there, or the person who's been taking care of you in the groups is also maybe there. So you can also call on them. But I want you to just try and write a thematic essay. Think of a question. What's one of your themes that you're interested in?